and welcome back to another episode of the Backstage Podcast. I'm Anya, joined by my brilliant co-host as ever. Hi, Oscar. How are we?
I'm good, thank you, Anya. I'm back from holiday.
Yeah, how was your holiday?
It was good. It was good. It was very hot. It was like 33 on average every day. It feels weird coming back to rainy England. I feel very tanned, though. I don't look it on the camera to you. I look as pale as my t-shirt. Both of us look, not that I'm saying you are tired, but you do. We both look a little bit tired this morning.
I'm tired.
I think maybe it's a Friday.
It's just like a long, I don't know. I went out last night, so I feel like that is probably why I'm tired. But I just feel like I did a lot of running around. And, you know, when you finally sit still and then you realise just how knackered you actually are.
Yeah.
So I think that is my excuse.
Yeah, I got back from the airport yesterday afternoon. And I got home about 2:30, did a few bits and bobs. And then at like 5 o'clock, I was like, you know what? I deserve a little nap. I'm going to have an hour's nap and get up, get ready for dinner, all of that stuff. Then proceeded to wake up about 9:30. I thought, damn it, missed dinner.
That's the worst.
And then thought, you know what? I don't need dinner because I'd weighed myself and I'd put on like 3 kilos while I was away. So I was like, right, skip dinner. I'm just going to go straight back to bed. Then woke up at like 11:30, starving.
I was going to say, yeah, I'd be absolutely
starving. So I went downstairs, had some hummus, a block of cheese, just nibbled on some cheese like a good old mouse. And then proceeded to not be able to sleep for like 2 hours.
Oh, that sounds dreadful. Yeah. I bet you felt rough this morning, like not very fresh.
I just felt like a bit all over the place because I know it's only an hour's time difference, but like I woke up at 8, which is when we were going. So it would have been 9. We would have gone down for breakfast. What's that?
You woke up at 8?
A.M., yeah.
What? That's so late.
No, it's not late.
That is late.
If I'm working from home, don't tell anybody that we work with that do this. I literally roll out of bed at like 8:45.
No, I get up every single day at 6:30.
Why? There's no need.
You can achieve so much more with your day if you get up earlier. You can do I've been on a walk. I've done my walk for the day. Like I've done my steps and everything.
Yeah, if I have like a reason to like get up and do something, then I will. Like if I've got basically the only reason that would drag me out of bed early is probably podcasting stuff. Or if I was like seeing someone or something. But yeah, that's like the only reason I'd get out of bed. Otherwise I'm not a morning person.
No.
Anyway, one thing I wanted to say while I was away was we got an upgrade. Well, we think we got an upgrade. So we paid for like all inclusive, but like breakfast, dinner, and that was it. And obviously the bed. Because we thought that kind of be enough. We could get snacks for lunch and
then
go out for drinking. Yeah, half board. That's correct. Half board. And we got there and we got this wristband and she said, told us the times of breakfast, lunch, dinner. And she said, you can have snacks all the way up till 11 p.m. and the bar is over there for your drinks. And we were like, wait, what? And then we tested the theory the first day and it was right. They'd given us the wrong wristband. So we've got unlimited drinks, unlimited snacks, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
It's got all inclusive.
Food was a buffet all the time. It was the food was actually pretty good, to be fair. The drinks were pretty decent. We soon figured out that the cocktails came from like a machine. So they weren't very strong.
Right.
So we quickly sorted that. If you ask for like vodka Coke, they do not measure it and it's just glug, glug, glug. Oh, it was the best. Oh, it's so good.
Whereabouts were you again in Spain?
We were in Salou, which is like south of Barcelona. It's like an hour south of Barcelona.
Oh, nice.
And it really heavy in Germans and Spanish people, barely any English people there.
That's good.
But my mate that I went with is he says he's not fluent in Spanish, but he can be pretty much fluent if he's concentrating.
It's quite nice really to useful. Go away and actually be surrounded by culture rather than just going there and it's like football shirts.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, there was a lot of football shirts, but I was very pleased because they're all Man United, but they're all Spanish or like Spanish supporters.
Oh, that's strange.
Which is so bizarre. There was like barely any Barcelona or Madrid or anything. So yeah, that was good fun. Unlimited drinks was a blessing. We were right next to, from our window, we could see Europe's tallest roller coaster.
Oh, did you go on
it? No, we didn't. It was a place called Ferrari Land.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it.
And it goes, the roller coaster goes up to 118 miles per hour, which I thought was pretty insane. And I watched a video of it, and you have to wear goggles.
Oh, my God. Because no,
people
like
apparently
that.
Get stuff in their eye all the time.
No, that would make
you have to wear goggles when you go on it. And I watched the video. I don't mind roller coasters, but when I went to Thorpe Park a few years ago, I refused to go on Stealth.
Yeah, we've had this conversation, but I don't really get that because Stealth, it's just fun.
I don't mind a little stomach drop, but why queue up for 2 hours to have 20 seconds of me probably not enjoying it that much?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough.
Like, I don't mind I don't mind theme parks, but it's just the queuing for me. I'm like,
I find it
a little bit frustrating.
That is the worst part, especially when you're like so close, and then when you get there and you're a bit like, oh, I'm over it now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're a bit like, oh,
the novelty kind of wears off quite quickly.
Yeah, exactly. You join the queue and you're like, and then it's like, oh, an hour later, I'm still here.
So what have you been up to while I was away? Anything exciting happen?
What have I been up to? What have I been up to? Oh, I have. Very exciting actually. I just had to think when this was coming out before I said anything, but So Sunday I am going, not what I've already done, but what I'm doing. I'm going wedding dress shopping for the first time.
Ah, that's so exciting.
I know, I literally can't wait. So it's my lovely mum's birthday on Wednesday. So I'm taking her out for lunch on Sunday. She has no idea that we're going wedding dress shopping. And we're going with my fiance's mum and my godmother, who's like a mum to me. So I'm so excited. But I'm also really nervous, but yeah.
That's so fun. Do you have like a particular place in, like, do you know, I mean, you're a big Pinterest person.
I always have Pinterest for my wedding dress.
You do have like a rough idea of the sort of thing you want.
And I had to send the boutique like a few ideas of like dresses that they've got so they can like pull it out for you and you can, because it's like a whole experience. You get like champagne and refreshments and it's just going to be fun.
Oh, that's so fun.
So yeah, I'm excited. I literally was showing the girls. I'm not showing anyone my dress now that I've like, it's a bit more serious. I'm not showing anyone like ideas or anything like that. But I was showing them all like my Pinterest boards and like all the different levels of like organization and stuff. I'm
very jealous. Again, just a reminder to anyone that listens, if you want to get married, I'm not particularly picky. I just, you know, big day. Oh my God, Anya, we could have a joint wedding.
Yeah, no. I will share any day in the whole world. Not really that fast about having a lot of attention, but on my wedding day, I would quite like it to be about us.
Oh God, you're so selfish. It's unbelievable.
No, I just don't understand. And it's quite funny because you feel apologetic for a lot of decisions that you make for your wedding because you worry about other people. But like, it is your day. Like,
it's your day entirely.
Your good friends will remind you that throughout the planning process. Like if anyone's planning a wedding, you'll know, like your good friends, your family will be like, you keep forgetting that it's you and your fiance's day. It's not about anyone else. And like, you just have to do what's right for you too. And I think a lot of time people can have big opinions and it's just like, it doesn't, you know, you don't have to come.
Obviously
you want everyone there, but
yeah.
But it's something you have to remind yourself, especially because with us, like I just want to make sure that he's going to have a good day as much as I am. So make sure we're doing everything that we both want to do.
That's so fun. How cool would it be if like this podcast is still going when you get married and we can have whole like wedding special?
That'd be
so exciting.
Yeah, that'd be so good. I'll be like, Oscar got really drunk and just like flirting with all the old women and just making a fool of himself.
Yeah, it probably sounds quite accurate, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited.
All right. Well, let's jump into the episode. We've got a little game to play as a gift to you all. It was a bit of a trend on TikTok recently. Now, this episode is coming out on the 10th. So hopefully the trend is still kind of going. But you might have seen it. It's called Wavelength. In edit, I'm going to put in the numbers that we say out loud. Well, we won't say out loud technically. So it's out of 10. I will pick a number. Say I pick the number 3. Anya will then ask me 5 questions around any topics that she likes. Could be cereal, animals, fruit, whatever. I then say whatever, like an animal that I think is like a 3 out of 10. And then Anya has to guess after 5 questions what she thinks the number out of 10 might be. But we'll play a game and it should be kind of apparent, and then we'll switch it and Anya can do it for me. So in edit, I will put in what the number will be. So if you want to play along at home, turn the sound off or unplug your headphones or whatever for the next 10 seconds. And then we'll come back and you can play along with us. Okay, so the number is, drumroll please, 8. There you go. Enjoy. I've got a number in mind.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you 5 questions and I just need to guess the number.
Yeah.
Okay, right. A film.
A film. I'm going to go for, very topical. I'm going to go for Oppenheimer.
Oh, there you go. Okay. A cuisine.
Oh, a cuisine.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Indian.
Okay. An animal.
I'm going to go for a parrot.
That's helpful. Right, well, is that question number 4, wasn't it?
I think that's 3.
You've done... Oh, yeah, 3. Okay, got 2 more.
What do you think the number is right now? What do you think the number is?
I think it's like an 8.
Okay.
Or a 9. I know you really like Indian, but I don't know what you thought of Oppenheimer. And I don't know where the frick parrot came from, so I don't know. I think you've actually said before that you want a parrot, so that's why I'm thinking like 8 or maybe 9. Okay. TV show.
Prison Break.
An actor.
An actor?
Yeah.
Gal Gadot.
I'm going to say 9.
Are you going with 9?
Yeah.
It's an 8. I had an 8 in my head.
Why I doubt myself. I literally said 8.
I know. I was trying so hard not to like give anything away on the camera.
That was good. Yeah, that was quite good acting.
Thank you.
That's really annoying. Okay. I've got a number.
You got a number. All right. We'll put it in edit now. It's me again. The number is 4. Welcome back, everybody. All right. I'm going to go for, can you please pick a cocktail?
Cocktail. I'm going to say a lychee martini.
Lychee martini?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now this is hard because I hate lychee. We've never had this conversation, so I don't know what you think. Mm. Okay. Can you please pick a mode of transport?
I'm gonna say cycling.
Interesting. I'm thinking something kind of low here. Can you please pick a vegetable?
I'm gonna say a courgette.
Oh, now if this was my mum, I'd be like 15 out of 10. She loves courgettes.
Loves a courgette, doesn't she?
Loves a courgette. Okay, all right. What about a dairy product?
I don't eat dairy. No, it's fine. I'm only joking. That is a good question.
I guess there's not many dairy products.
I'm going to say goat's cheese.
Oh, okay. And my final question, I'm about a 4 right now.
Yeah, I think you are.
I think I'm about a 4. I'm going to go for 4. Could you please pick a musical artist?
I'm going to say Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Right. So we've got lychee.
Goat's cheese.
Courgettes.
Nicki Minaj.
And what was the other one?
Cycling.
I'm going to go with a 4.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I hate,
let's go.
I really don't like lychee martinis, but I could drink them.
Uh-huh.
I like cycling, but I wouldn't like it as a mode of transportation. So I thought I gave it a four. Nicki Minaj, just a bit below average for me.
Yeah.
Courgette, only really like them in certain foods, wouldn't just eat them on its own, bit below average. And yeah, can't remember what else I said. Oh, goat cheese. I only like it with honey. So I think that deserves a four.
Yeah. I wow. Look at us shine.
That was good.
That was fun.
Really good. Yeah,
that was fun. All right, there you go, listeners. I hope you enjoyed that one. We can play it again. We can do it another week if you guys enjoyed it.
I liked that.
We can come up with little games like this. If you listen via Spotify, you can reply or send in questions directly below the episode. It should be a little feature. You should be able to see it. Or you can DM us. Or now you can also email us at backstage.anyaandoscar@gmail.com. It will be in the description below. You can email, DM us on Instagram, which is the preferred method, or send in your question directly via Spotify. So if you've got little games that you want us to play, send them in, let us know. We're very happy to play them.
You know what game we should play is that TikTok one by that Maddie Jepsen girl. I love her. She's so funny. You know the one, I don't want to sing, but it's like, if
go on,
you
sing.
Know the words to the song, sing along. Sing along, and then
never heard of it.
See, I hadn't heard of this wavelength game, to be fair. So maybe we're on very different sides of TikTok.
But my TikTok,
you know the girl I mean?
No, I don't even know the girl you mean.
Really, like crazy. She's really funny. She's very.
Anya basically,
she's quite
as this is an audio format, Anya basically just stuck her tongue out at me for like 5 seconds.
Anyone that knows
Maddie
Jepsen will understand that reference. I'm going to show you a picture of her right now. 100%. Anyone that knows her, please send me a message and say you get why I just stuck my tongue out, because she's like, I can't explain it. I'm going to find a picture of her and show you. I can't believe you don't know who she is.
No, I mean, we've got very different TikTok pages, I think. Mine is like animals doing funny things, cooking videos, and I know who she is. Yeah,
she does the tongue. Look.
Yeah, I recognize her mouth movements. Like, it's very expressionable or whatever. Yeah, that's very funny.
See, do you see the look?
Yeah, with the tongue.
See,
yeah. Ha. Okay, fair enough. But she's not. She comes up on my TikTok page like once a month, probably.
Well, I have, so.
Okay.
But yeah.
You're a true fan. But yeah. I hope everybody enjoyed Anya's little singing attempt there. It was great.
I didn't.
Maybe we'll do a full karaoke episode one day.
Absolutely
not. There's no way we'd get away with that. All right. Well, my little conversation for this week, before we go into our maybe agony aunt at the end, is Barbenheimer, the topic of Barbenheimer. I have now seen both. And I have to say, my first remark is, if I was to pick to see one of them again, Barbie in an
attaboy.
It was so damn funny.
I really enjoyed
like the whole time I was laughing and I was like, why am I laughing? Why is this funny?
Yeah.
Why is this actually really good?
I found it really funny as well.
And I thought Ryan Gosling was incredible.
Oh, so
I just think, I thought the cast bounced off each other really well.
Mm-hmm.
Will Ferrell's character was so Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought the whole thing was fantastic. The music was good. The dancing was good.
There
was a few, I think that from what I read on Twitter, everyone was a bit worried and some people didn't like it. Some people did like the political approach to it a little bit. I actually didn't think it was that apparent in the film. I sort of thought, I was like, yeah, this is exactly what we need. I didn't think it was overwhelming. I didn't think that I liked the few very self-aware jokes Mattel made towards themselves. So the company that created Barbie obviously helped make the film. A lot of jokes directed at them about the whole like very stereotypical approach to Barbie originally. They're very open and aware of it. And I thought they tackled it really well. I didn't feel like it was a political film at all. I just laughed the whole time. Songs were great. And I really, really want to see it again, to be honest.
I think I'm going to go and see it in a couple of weeks again. I sobbed my heart out.
Did you? People said this. Why?
It was a film that it was, for me, going to see that at that time, I think it was like a very well, what am I trying to say? It was like the perfect time for me to have seen that film. Like, I think if I'd seen it when I was like 16, 18, it wouldn't have really hit as hard. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if I was a mum, I probably would have felt the same. My mum found it emotional, but she didn't cry. But she's quite hardcore. But I was actually like having to cover in my mouth because I was like, like really sobbing. And my I went to see it with my fiance, and he just like put his head on my shoulder during the scene where, you know, America's doing that big speech. And that's when I was like crying, and he just was like that. And I think it was interesting because part of me was like, I kind of wish I went to see it with girls, because I think we would have all been a bit more like, oh, that was so whatever. Whereas I went on a walk with my friend this morning who is a girl, and she's seen it, and she didn't really love it. And I was really shocked. And they both had the same opinion. They were both like, nothing really happens. It's not like a big plot. And I was like, it's not about a big plot. Mm. It's about like the characters and what they represent. It's not really like nothing. I think quite a lot of stuff happened, but like nothing really needed to happen. Like, it's a film about characters, not about a plot. But I think they absolutely smashed it. I think all the little, like you say, like the little jokes and like all the, from like the nostalgia point of view for someone that's had Barbies and like all their characteristics, I thought it was top tier.
I think the film is definitely made for like 25 plus.
Yeah.
I think people that definitely were on the edge of like when Barbie was big, and then just parents as well. I think then that's really big. I think I sort of in the age group where it was like, I sort of saw it as like a comedy, lighthearted, really enjoyed it. It was very aware of like what it was trying to tackle.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like a raw emotional connection to it.
Yeah.
But still really enjoyed it. And then I think anyone younger would just be like, what is this?
Yeah. There was a lot of kids when I went to see it, and I just kind of thought at the end, I was like, oh, I wonder if they just got bored. I think because a lot of them, they would like dressed up like in all the gear, like all the Barbie stuff. And I thought, oh, maybe they would be a bit like, but then I do think it's an important film that the younger you're showing it, probably the better.
Yeah, I do think it's an important film.
I saw a woman say, it was like moaning about it on Facebook, like, I took my daughter and she was so bored. And it's like, your daughter, she took her 6-year-old or 7-year-old. But like the film is a 12A. So like, you know, doesn't really say it's for her. So
yeah. And there was definitely a lot of adult humor that would have flown over their heads. Like, I just thought it was brilliant. I was really surprised by it. I went in not thinking that I would dislike it, but I was just like, originally I thought I'd prefer Oppenheimer, and I was pleasantly surprised that I enjoyed Barbie more.
Yeah.
But Oppenheimer, you've not seen yet, have you?
I've not seen it yet. I have not booked to go and see it yet. I feel like...
Do you
like,
think you will or not?
I think I will go and see it. I love Christopher Nolan, so I feel like I will go and see it for that purpose. And obviously there's so many good casts in there.
Yeah,
but I'm a bit nervous. I feel like it's going to be a bit long. I probably will fall asleep.
Now you say that, I have to say I came out shattered because it keeps you on the edge of your seat for all 3 hours.
Okay,
I mean, there's
good.
Not one part where you're like, oh, I wish they'd speed this up. I'd wish they'd do this or whatever. The whole time I was like almost nervous. It's not an action movie. It's very much like it's a retelling of something that happens, and they look at both the physical side of, you know, building the bomb and the political side of the investigations and stuff. But every single, like the flashbacks, the, you know, whatever, the flash forwards, constantly I'm like, what's happening next. The cast, the array of cast is insane. There's one particular scene which I don't really want to spoil, of course, those I haven't seen it, but like it's pretty obvious, like the main part of the film is incredible. Like, it's so well done.
Okay.
Shout out to Josh Peck, who was in it. He has a really weird role in it.
Did not know Josh Peck was in it.
And the whole time I was just expecting him to go, Megan.
Yeah.
The guy from the guy from Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick, was in it.
Cool.
And he actually had quite a cool role. Like he was in it a lot more than I thought he'd be.
I saw a clip, actually. Now you said this, it reminded me. I saw a clip, or a TikTok rather, where it was like, you know that scene from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood when Leonardo DiCaprio is like, oh, at the screen?
Mm.
And he's like, oh my God. and it was like clips of Oppenheimer, and it was all these like people that you're like, why do I know that person? It's like linked to that and that and that. So now you said that, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah. It's it was an interesting mix, like cast, but I did thoroughly enjoy it. But I would say, well, Oppenheimer I gave an 8 out of 10. Barbie I'd give like an 8.5 maybe out of 10.
I'd give it an 11. I think with films like Oppenheimer, obviously it's quite a heavy topic and it is a retelling. So I always think those films can drag out a little bit because they have to get in so much detail. But if you say it doesn't, then I'm excited.
Yeah, maybe it could have been like 20 minutes shorter. You know what Christopher Nolan's like? Like he just loves to film everything. If he won't cut stuff out. Mm-hmm. And it's probably on the edge of getting long, but I think it's pretty much perfect for the film. Once you've finished the film, you realize it was the perfect length. There might be moments in it where you're like, oh, can they hurry this up? But once it's done, you're like, nah, that was good.
I felt that about Barbie because it was like just under 2 hours and I was like, that was perfect.
Yeah, I thought Barbie was a good length.
It felt like a good length of time. It didn't feel that short. It didn't feel like it was under 2 hours, but also it not because it dragged, but it just, I was just so tired. I came out, I'd been crying so much and then I carried on crying when I got home and I was just like, oh, I'm so tired. You know, when your eyes are like heavy. Yeah. And they just want to shut. And I was just laying in bed like, what's just happened? What happened to me?
But yeah, recommend seeing both of them to our listeners there.
Bring your tissues.
And some tissues maybe. Yeah. Do you have an agony aunt? Have you got one for this week? That's right. This bit can be cut out. It's fine. Okay, well, that was just a sort of little catch-up episode. Welcome back to me, I guess. I don't know why I'm giving myself a reintroduction there. So this is happy Thursday to you all again, listening to this. Next week, we have a very exciting episode. Backstage does Desert Island Discs. And it's Anya's favourite episode.
I love it.
I have to say, it's a cracker. It's 31 minutes and 38 seconds of pure brilliance. Very, very entertaining. We had good fun recording it. There's some harsh comedy in this one, for sure.
Absolutely brutal.
It's very brutal. I'd have to say, to be fair, probably our funniest episode yet.
Yeah, definitely my favorite. I love Desert Island Discs as well. So
great podcast. So there you go. It's that will be out next Thursday, about 17th. So make sure you've got your reminders on for that. Share the podcast with your friends and family. Follow the Instagram. Rate the show 5 stars wherever you listen. It is now on like so many platforms. I updated it again the other day. So if it's missing on a podcast that you know, a platform that you know that someone else listens to, email me or send me a DM and I'll try and fix that. But yeah, please share the podcast. We want to get this as big as possible. We want to include as many of you guys as we can. So send in your questions. And we'll be back next Thursday. Anya, thank you very much.
Have a beautiful week, everybody.
Oh, and I'm still coming up with a catchphrase, so I'll get one for next week. See you later, guys.
Bye.